The Midday Report with Mandy Wiener.
Let's walk the talk.
And then finally, let's get an update on what's happening with the Public Protectors Inquiry, the Section 194 Committee meeting this morning to discuss correspondence from the former Public Protector, Professor Thuli Madonsela, and then another witness taking the stand as well, Lindsay Dentlinger, EWN reporter, following that for us. Lindsay, good afternoon to you. Let's start with this email letter that has come from Professor Thuli Madonsela. What is she saying about being subpoenaed?
Well, good afternoon, Mandy. You will recall that a week before last, the committee agreed to summon her to appear, and that it appears that this letter that she wrote was, in fact, not to the committee, but to Busisiwe Mkhwebane's lawyers, who had originally asked her to testify for them voluntarily. And in that letter, she sets out several reasons, Mandy, why she thinks it's totally unnecessary for her to come to this inquiry, and throwing quite a bit of shade back at Mkhwebane, saying all these questions she once answered, she could have had them answered back in 2016 when she took office, but that she had refused to meet with Madonsela for a proper handover, and that she had forbidden Madonsela from also meeting with staff in the week after she left office in October 2016 to tie up loose ends related to these investigations that are the subject of inquisition in this inquiry. So Professor Madonsela also saying that she would need legal assistance to retrieve documents, which are all with the Public Protector's Office, and that Busisiwe Mkhwebane would have to pay for her to travel, to consult with lawyers, and to prepare for this inquiry. But the upshot really is, Mandy, the chairperson of the inquiry, saying all these reasons notwithstanding, they don't find it reason enough for Madonsela not to want to appear before the inquiry. They will look into her request for legal assistance, but they are proceeding with the process to summon her to appear before this inquiry.
And then very briefly, Lindsay, a new witness on the stand today.
Yes, an 80-year-old complainant to the Public Protector's Office in Limpopo, and his connection really to all of this, if we were to try to figure out where he fits in, Mandy, is that he was the man who was assaulted by a previous witness at this inquiry way back in July last year, who was at the time the head of the Limpopo office. And you might recall that there was some argy-bargy about this complaint that wasn't being dealt with appropriately, and Mr. Samuel was then charged with assault and convicted ultimately. And this is the complainant, an 80-year-old man who's traveled all the way from Limpopo, and he's the first witness also testifying through an interpreter, Mandy. So the going is rather slow this afternoon.
Lindsay, thank you. Lindsay Dentlinger, EWN parliamentary reporter, with an update on the Public Protector's the inquiry into her fitness to hold office.